This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson. Podcasting from beautiful Bend, Oregon, the Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that provides you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. The Warrior Mind Podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes and links can be found at www.warriormindcoach.com/blog. Please come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. If this is your first time listening, thanks for coming. If you're returning, thank you for your continued support. This is episode 462, and today we're going to again revisit the importance of having an inspiring personal vision statement. I know I've covered this. I think my two favorite topics that I've covered on these podcasts are goals setting, and then a vision statement, which is a precursor to your goals, because you need to have a vision in order to know what you want to create. Then you create the goals or the strategies and tactics to get there. But why is a personal vision statement so important? Well, have you ever found yourself after a hard day's work or after just something happened to you going, this is not the life I wanted? Well, in reality, it is the exact life you wanted because at some level you created it. Maybe not consciously, but unconsciously, or you allowed yourself to be what I call this cork on the ocean, which the tides come and move you around. So a vision statement helps give your life direction. You could think of it, I'd like to think of it as a lighthouse. So when life gets rough, when life gets tough, and you not really sure what direction to go, you have your vision statement to keep you on track. It's this shining light when things just don't seem to go as well as they could. So this is why it's so important. And this is why vision boards are so important and vision statements, to keep them in front of you, because that's your lighthouse. That's giving you the direction you want your life to take. So vision statements, if you look at it from an overall, is kind of what do you want your life, at least when I coach, what I talk about is, what do you want your life to look like 1 year from now? And other people will do 3 years, 5 years, and that's fine. But in order to get to 3 years, you have to go through 1 year. In order to get to 5 years, you have to go through 3 years and then 1 year. So let's start with something that's a little bit more manageable, easy, realistic, for lack of a better word. 5 years from now, so much can change. So much can happen. 3 years, the same thing. But within 1 year, it's far enough out where it gives you flexibility on taking action, developing strategies and tactics, but it's close enough where you can get a sense of urgency to get yourself in gear to get these things going, get these actions going, whether it's your strategies or your tactics. So one of the ways that I like to look at creating a vision statement is, one, you need to set some time aside. I mean, if you're going to do this, if this is your life, you're creating the blueprint of your life, would you really do it during commercials of a TV show or do it in 5 minutes? We're talking about your life. And this is why so people get frustrated, is because they don't treat these processes with respect and the earnest that they deserve. I mean, we're talking about your life. Again, do you really think that 5 minutes sitting down, oh, I don't have time to do a vision statement? Wow, you have time to live your life, but you don't have time to create where you want to go in your life. And I mean, does it make sense? But yet, these are things that my clients have told me, that they don't have time and they don't have this. And it's like, wait a second, you're living your life. Somebody is telling you how to live your life. Why don't you direct how you want to live your life? So my suggestion would be, is optimally, is go away for a weekend someplace neutral, someplace where you've never been before, maybe a retreat, maybe glamping, maybe just go to the mountains or the beach, get a Airbnb or something, and then just sit there and you just quiet, you turn off all electronics and you quiet your mind. And then you start to connect with your heart. And you start asking yourself questions. What do I love about life? What do I want about life? What do I appreciate about life? And just start asking these questions. And this is just a precursor to developing your vision statement. But you want to get your heart and your mind connected so that you can sense these things that come up. Then as you calm down and get these connected, some of the things you may want to start to just jot down. Now, these are not, when I work with people to do their vision statement, we kind of jot down things separately, look for a pattern or look for some continuity, and then we put them together. So for instance, areas of focus, identify important categories of your life that always require your attention. For me, it's health and fitness. That is one area that is critically important to me. Another one is my business. So I'm just identifying these things that are really, really important to me, my spirituality. And then identifying, you know, your core values. What are some of your 5 to 10 values, your core values? Those are the values. What's important to you about life? And you start to write those down. There are some value assessments online that can help you. There are some, a list of values, but we want to get, so what we're doing is identifying what requires our attention and our focus. And realistically, when we do our values, the areas of focus and the core values, there should be continuity between the two of them. And then we start to identify some of our dreams. What would we regret not trying or not doing? What's on your bucket list, right? For lack of a better word, what are those things? Then some of the interest. What are 5 to 10 things that you really enjoy doing? Now, this list is going to be where this podcast is hosted on warriormindcoach.com. Use the pull down menu and then go to where this podcast is in the blog section, and you'll see this checklist. So I'm not going to go over it in that much detail because I hope that you'll go over to where the podcast is hosted and get this checklist. But then you have these interests and then professions. What's important to you about a career? And that's what we want to talk about with professions. And then skills. What are 3 areas you feel you may need work on? And then your strengths. What are you good at, right? So again, this quick list is your areas of focus, your core values, your dreams, your interest, your profession, what's important to you about a career. When I ask you what's important to you about a career, it's not where you are or the title, but in general, what is important to you about a career, no matter where you are or what you do? And then what skills, perhaps even what skills you're really great at and what skills you need to be improving, and then your strengths. So that's one way of doing it. And you start to look at it and put these things to get together and look at where you'd want to be from your vision. So your vision is looking forward. We want to see what we want to create moving forward. Another way that I like to use is life coaches use what's called a wheel of life. And you have a circle. And in this circle, there could be 8, 7 pieces of pie. You know, career, money, health, professional development, spirituality, family, recreation, romance, friends, any number of these. But there's usually 7 to 8. And what you'd want to do is identify on a scale of 1 to 10, where are you right now in each of these categories? And you got to be really, really honest with yourself. I mean, you have to be. This whole vision statement is all about you being honest with yourself. If you're answering questions to the above list that I gave you based on what you think people would want you to do, or you think that you'd be making a good impression on people, that's not being honest. You have to honestly look at your skills and look at your interests that you truly, truly want, regardless of anybody else in your life. So back to this life, this wheel of harmony, if you will, we want to identify where you are currently and where you want to be 1 year from now. Now, ultimately, we want to get on a scale of 1 to 10. We want to be a 10 on all of these. But realize that if you're at a 3, a 4, or 5 on these, to get to 10 on every single one of them is going to take a lot of dedication, a lot of focused concentration. So it's most likely that you'll be setting yourself up for disappointment if you achieve a 10 on all of those. Eventually, the goal is to get there. But for 1 year, if you're at a 3, let's say on finances, and 1 year from now you want to be at a 5, hey, that's great. Eventually you'll get to the 10, but in order to get to 10, you got to go to 5 first, right? So start to develop that plan. So what would a 5 in your finances look like? Well, it may be that you have $25,000 in savings, you have $100,000 in your 401k, and you have a stock portfolio of whatever means it is, and you have a budget that works for you. So we want to take a look at where you are, where you want to be 1 year from now, and how would you describe that number 5? And so you would do that for each wheel, and it's just a sentence. So for the finance pieces, I now have a budget that works for me, and I'm steadily putting 10% of my income in my 401k, period. So that would be a small vision statement for your finance. So now you would go through each one of these wheels, each one of these pieces of pie in this life in harmony, and you would create a sentence for what that number would look like. If it's an 8, what would that look like in health? If it's a 5 in spirituality, what would that look like? And you go around and you create 7 to 8 one sentence mini vision statements for those areas. Then you put them all together in a paragraph, add some nice colorful words, some empowering words, some exciting words into there, and there you have your vision statement. Then what I would do is take a look at those words and find pictures that coincide with what those words are. Get those feelings, get the meaning. It's just not the words. We want to create a feeling within ourselves so that we can get inspired every day. Then you create a vision board, whether it's electronically or offline, if you will, you know, a regular one that you put up in your office, and you get the pictures that correspond to that vision statement, and then you have your lighthouse. And then you would keep looking at it and keep reading it. You would read your vision statement every single day, every day. Some people say read it twice a day. I'm a little bit more lenient because when we start having things to do every single day, like go to the gym every day, read our vision statement, have our green tea, have our smoothie, meditate, pray, gratitude journal, all of a sudden we're doing all this ancillary work and we're not out there taking action. So I would say once a day, go ahead and read this vision statement and or really contemplate your vision board. And when you do it, your vision statement should only take you 2 minutes, 3 minutes at the most to say out loud. Take that same time and take the same 2 to 3 minutes and just really look at your vision board and get inspired for that. So I know I went over this pretty quickly, and when I work with clients, we go into much, much more depth with this, but we're approaching the end of the year, and this would be a great time for you to start to create a vision for what you want your life to look like at the end of next year. That is 2020, December 2020. What do you want your life to look at? So again, pop over to where this is hosted, warriormindcoach.com. Use the pull-down menu, go to the blog, find this, use the checklist, and get inspired. Really, really, really get inspired for what you can create in 2020. Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind Podcast. If you liked what you've heard, please tell your friends and subscribe by your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. Also, make sure you check out www.warriormindtraining.com. Until next time, live with courage. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.